A couple of special guests in our studio. We have our Rice County Sheriff, Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks. Thanks for coming in today. That microphone keeps traveling on you. Sorry about that. You can just try to talk into it as best as you can. And also, Paul Roach, who is the, you're the assistant chief, deputy, what is your...
Morning, Jeff. No, I'm our patrol captain
for the
sheriff's office.
That's it. Yeah. I apologize. I was going to write that down. Well, first of all, thanks for coming in. Hopefully you're enjoying the spring and the summertime.
Nice to finally, I think we're just going right to the summer this year, having a spring. So
there we go. I don't know if you're going to have to hold that. I don't know why that's being unruly all of a sudden.
That's right.
You brought Paul in today. We're going to talk a little bit about his job and what he does. First of all, why don't you kind of give us what your job description is?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So patrol captain's what I do now. I'm originally from Faribault, born and raised in Faribault. Went through all my schooling and stuff and was able to get a job back home. I've been doing this about 15 years. Wide variety of things I've done over the years. I think last time I was in here, I was talking about the drug task force because that was my job then, working as a commander. But the last couple of years, I've moved into administration duties for the sheriff's office. I was our admin sergeant. And then this year, I moved into got promoted to our patrol captain spot. So what I do now, I oversee our patrol operations, which includes like all of our deputies' scheduling, day-to-day scheduling, all of their training, make sure we're following post mandates. Post is what regulates our peace officer licenses, and in order to have those licenses each year, we have to do certain training. So I kind of watch all of that behind the scenes. And
let's talk about some of that training, take a little deeper dive into that. When I think of training, I just think of, training. But you have training in a lot of different areas, don't you?
Yeah. So they're required each year. Each peace officer is required to do use of force training, which includes all of their, their tools on their belt. So like their tasers and their OC and their batons. And then also firearms training is a big component that we're required to do each year. But then there's also lots of like classroom stuff on crisis intervention and dealing with people with autism and stuff like that, where it's just a wide variety of training we have to do.
Let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, the use of force and guns and tasers and such, has that changed? You've been in for 15 years now. Has there been an evolution in that? Are we training differently than we have maybe 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I think our agency, I'm probably a little biased, but our deputies have a lot of training, and it's been that way for several years with this administration and the previous administration. So our staff gets a lot of training, and I think we're one of the better agencies in the area or in the state, and we have been for a while with staying up to date with trends of
who does the training. Is it you specifically?
Yeah, we have internal instructors for the most part that we send to instructor trainings, and they're specialized in those different areas I mentioned, and they put on the classes for our deputies.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Deputy Paul Roach about his job and training, and also Sheriff Thomas is with us. Let's talk about the new jail. Tell us about how that's coming along. Either one of you can chime in. Paul, have you been involved with that?
A little bit. Jesse's the go-to guy on that one.
So the Public Safety Center.
Oh, close to the microphone there again.
The Public Safety Center is still on track. We're still ahead of schedule and under budget, or on budget. I'd like to be under budget, but in today's world, that's sometimes difficult. The storage and training facility that we have next to the Public Safety Center, the concrete's going to get poured on the floor the week of the 15th. So that's coming along well. And the main sewer lines are being run inside the facility, and some of the steel on the roof is going up, and it's coming together nice. And we've been taking drone footage every week, and at the end of the project, we can put together a timeline and so that people can watch it actually going up. So
That is still more than a year from being complete. Is that correct?
July 12th of 24.
Well, July 12th of 24. Date, wow.
That'll come fast.
Yeah. That's, but, at the same time, you've got to move all those things in. Just from the standpoint of the infrastructure, so much of that is stuff, I guess, you drive by, you won't see. You know, you can see the building, the walls go up, but after that, boy, all the tradespeople have to be in. Is it quite a bit? What's that like in there? I mean, is it just a mass of wires and bars and such?
So right now, it's just a lot of sand and concrete. But
just point that thing right at your mouth.
The there thing that I'm just going to have to kind of eat the mic today, I guess. The thing you have to think about is, we have to move everything from our current location to the new location. Mm-hmm. So we've started scanning documents and going through files and making sure we don't have to take more stuff to the new location than we technically really need.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already started that process months ago.
All right. There was an incident, rumors, and I suppose there has been, it has been confirmed now, but is there bears? Do we have bears?
So the city of Northfield did have video of a black bear in the city limits. And then a couple days after that or a day after that, I can't remember the actual date, but there was one that got hit on I-35, I guess by the 60s. Was that be like 66, somewhere in there?
County Road 8 area.
So, there did happen.
One.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, there's one. There's usually two, right? So they don't, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Is that... I guess in a more broad sense, do you see a lot of that? I mean, either bears or we were talking off the air about mountain lions.
Cougars,
occasionally, yeah. Somebody sees a cougar. Do you see many exotic animals? Do you get many calls on that at all?
I think we've had several cougar spottings in Rice County. Mm-hmm. I do recall a bear sighting in the northern part of Rice County probably 8-10 years ago. But it's not something that's common, no.
And, yeah.
And unfortunately, when wildlife comes down to an area that has more traffic, sooner or later, a vehicle does make contact with them, it seems like.
Yeah, it must be. I don't know what it is about the weather patterns or whatever, but it is unusual for them to be heading this far south.
Right,
maybe it's food supply, something with that. You know, you guys, one thing I was going to ask you about is that I noticed when you came in that you have a black band that is around your badges, both of you. Tell us about why that is.
Sure, Jeff. That is in remembrance of investigator John Liebenstein, who actually lost his life. He was killed in line of duty on May 3rd, which was yesterday of 1996, which was 2 weeks after I started my career here in Rice County. So.
Mm. Boy, it's been, that would each, be 20
each year.
Years.
Yeah, each year we wear the mourning band on the week of John's passing. So it's just in remembrance of him and never forget sacrifice he made for Rice County.
Yeah, so in March we wore one for Terry Hansen as well. So
You have, you know, I recall John Liebenstein's funeral with the procession of police cars. We were talking a little bit out that went from stretched from town all the way out to the interstate and probably even longer than that. But when officers die around either the state or the upper Midwest, do you go to those? Do you send people to those? Or is there a protocol?
Yeah, actually the one last week or in the last couple of weeks up in Pope County, we had, we sent three of our deputies up there just as a show of support. And, I think as many of the listeners know, this is a profession where we support each other and we're well supported by the community. So you mentioned how big those processions are. That's usually the theme, at those events. It's unfortunate that, we've had to go to them over the years, and it continues to happen. But, for that one, we did send three staff up there.
Well, to keep everyone in mind, you have, was it Correctional Officers Week next week and Police Week?
So May 7th through the 13th is National Correctional Officer Week. So if you know somebody in corrections, that's state, federal, or on county level, so my staff. Thank them for what they do, and the following week is National Police Week, so anybody with a peace officer's license would be in that week. So,
all right. What else would you like? Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on?
We just wanted to also remind people to give extra caution this time of year, and especially with this good weather the last couple of days, to be more motorcycles out on the road, and especially in Rice County, there'll be more tractors and farm implements out on the road, so give extra space and time and awareness to those vehicles out on the roadways as you're traveling around.
Yeah.
We did just wrap up a enforcement shift for distracted driving, especially hands-free items, and we did have a lot of citations go out, so put your phones down, pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah, that's especially important this time of year when you mentioned we have so many different vehicles out there with the farming and the motorcycles getting out. You know, we had you last month. I think we were still talking about houses out on the lake, man.
Last month, yeah.
Changed quickly.
And now we've got 75 and sunny. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having us.